Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Yes, I'm calling from International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How are you doing today, sir?
Okay.
And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. You want to help me out today?
I guess.
All right. Am I speaking to Wesley Rose?
That's me.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. So to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Worked in the masonry industry? Almost 40.
And what was your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
On the last show you worked on, were you a improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic or foreman?
I am a foreman.
And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
Am I currently working as a bricklayer? Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been employed, that is, unable to find work where you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft?
No, the last 12 months, I've worked constantly.
Okay, will you say 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 weeks or over?
Okay, you're going to have to ask that question again because I don't understand what you're asking me.
No, sir. Approximately how many weeks have you been employed, that is, unable to find work where you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft?
So like I said, I've worked the last 52 weeks, so I've been in the last year, so.
Okay, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contracts over the past year? Yes or no?
I haven't, no.
Okay, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were at the time last year?
Probably about the same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm going to guess the same.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs at which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
Yes, I won.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Thinking about the last job at which you worked, do you know whether it was funded by apparently through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or you do not know?
It's the one I'm working on now is private citizen.
So we say state or local government?
No, it was not state or local government. It was a private individual investing in a project.
And thinking more generally about the economic and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I can only guess it's going to be the same.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, would it get worse, get better, or stay the same?
I just don't know about that one. I don't know.
Okay. So, switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on a job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay, so here's the list. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or no real safety concerns.
I would say risk of falling.
So falling objects.
There's always a risk of falling.
So fall risk or falling objects? Oh, fall risk.
Fall risk. Yes.
All right.
I mean, we work off the ground. That's our greatest risk is falling off the scaffold we're getting.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. For the each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. So the first on the list is political candidacy. Yes or no?
No.
Union organizing.
No.
Picketing.
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
So I'm going to change the subject to the world beyond the union, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. Okay, so please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you're most likely to get your news from and 5 being the sources you're least likely to get your news from, okay? So here's the list.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the list. Internet, social media, print and online newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, local TVs and programming. Which would be the first one?
Online media.
Okay. And what would be the second one?
Probably news magazines or news.
Cable news?
Yeah, cable news.
Okay, and the third one? We got print, online newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio, or local TV news programming?
I'd say radio and then friends and neighbors.
Okay, and then print or online newspaper or local TV programming?
Local TV programming.
And then last one is just newspaper, huh?
Yes, sir.
So
I don't read the newspaper.
Okay, sir. So we should have followed issues matters to you right now. Healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, the environment, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And as you may know, the BCA, which is Big Lawyers and Allied Craft Workers, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
You haven't?
No.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on fairly financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
So generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democrat Party more strongly supports the preventing wages protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I believe the Democrats do.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
And do you support that side much more or somewhat more?
Say that again?
And do you support that side much more or somewhat more?
I would say quite a bit more. Sure.
So please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? So now, do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
Overall, I'm not real happy with him.
So will you say disapprove or approve, sir?
Yep, I pretty much disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Now, the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
I don't know what all you consider foreign affairs, but I think he's done a piss poor job for the most part.
So somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And how about support for labor unions?
As far as I know, he does, but I couldn't get into the guy's brain. I don't know. I've never asked him.
Okay. So will you say you're in the middle?
I guess.
All right. So how about the job Joe Biden has done on the economy?
I would have to say he's probably doing the best he can. Can't control everything.
So will you say to approve strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
So the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
Absolutely a piss poor job.
So somewhat or strongly, sir?
Strongly disagree with his policy.
And how about on health care?
Our health care. Talking about the bricklayers' health care or just in general?
In general, everything. Do you disapprove or approve on the job Joe Biden has done on health care?
I couldn't really answer that question either.
All right, so you're in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle, yeah.
And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling his job?
Disapprove.
So you say somewhat or strongly?
Pretty strongly.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I prefer to make up my own decisions, so no, I don't really care for the union sending me crap.
No, but do you find it useful? So it would be yes or no?
I would say no, because I don't generally don't care what they say.
Okay, so turning back to the bricklayers and allied craft workers, how will you rate the overall effectiveness on your local union? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
What do I think about the local union?
Yes, the overall effectiveness.
Of our local union?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what they do in that office over there half the time, so I just don't know.
So, will you say fair?
I'm giving you a no answer here. I can't answer that question because I don't know what they do over there. I don't really.
Oh, okay, sir. That's good. That's good. Don't worry. That's good. That's good. Now, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
You know, I'm hanging up.
Hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. I'm almost done, sir.